Hello, good morning. This is Rick Pena, and I'm bringing you today's word for August 25th, 2021. I'm teaching a series entitled, You Are Destiny's Child. You are not a mistake. I've been driving this home for weeks now, and pretty soon I'm going to transition to another aspect of this. But really, I was laying the foundation of this whole thing is about greater is coming, right? Greater is coming. But for you to know that something greater is coming, you need to know that God established plans for you from the foundations of the world. Once you know that, once that is a known in your life, hey, you know what? I'm not a mistake. You could look in the mirror and say, you know what? God sent me to this planet at just the right time. I am anointed for such a time as this. When you know that God has prepared you and God has instructed you and God has injected you and God has a super on your natural, then when things happen and things are going to happen, crazy things are going to happen, then you're like, you know what? I'm not going to be moved by this. I'm not going to be moved by what people think or what people say. I'm not going to be moved by changing circumstances. I will only be moved by God. I have a peace on the inside that is unshakable and unbreakable, and I'm not going to be moved. No matter what happens on the outside, I am focused on becoming the man, the woman that God has called me to be. You know why? Because I am not a mistake. So that said, let's get into the word for this morning. So I was led this morning to go to Philippians 2 and 13. I'm going to read this to you from two different translations, and then we'll get into it. The title of today's message is, God gives you the desire and the power. God gives you the desire for something, and then he gives you the power to do it. And what's cool, I'm not going to be able to cover this all today because God was giving me so much that I had to stop, right? So God gives you the desire, and then God gives you the power to do what he's called you to do. Let's talk about it. So Philippians 2 and 13, I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation and the Easy to Read version. The Bible says, Philippians 2, 13, New Living, for God is working in you. Look at me. It is God who is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Now think about that for a minute. God is working in you. He's giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Easy to read version says, yes, it is God who is working in you. He helps you to want to do what pleases him, and then he gives you the power to do it. Man, that's the grace of God. So God gives you the desire to want to do what pleases him, and then it gives you the power to do it. So what does this mean for you today? I have two things to share with you in this morning. I really have a lot more to say about this, but I'm just going to give you two things for today to kind of introduce you to this. So the first one is I'm going to deal with the desire. God gives you the desire to want to do what he's called you to do. So he gives you the desire before he gives you the object of your desire. Let me explain this. Because David said, God, we serve a God who gives us the desires of our heart. And a lot of people say, well, Rick, therefore, I can ask God for whatever I want because God gives me the desires of my heart. So I read that I read what David said differently. The way I read it is that God gives us the desire, right? Before he gives us the object of the desire, because God wants us to want what he wants for us. And so God never signed up to give you whatever you want. Look at me. I want to be very clear when I'm about to say, God never signed up to give you whatever you want. Faith is not, you know, hey, God, my name is Jimmy. Give me. Faith is not, I want this. I name and claim this. I grab this. I declare this. God got to give it to me. This car, this house, this money, this. Like, okay, look, I'm not opposed to God blessing us with stuff. But you got to understand that your life has to be about God, not about you. So God gives you the desire before he gives you the object of the desire. And when David was saying that God gives us the desires of our heart, he meant he gives you the desire to want what he wants for your life. So now, by now you should know, you know, from the series and really from my teaching, that God came up with his assignment, his idea, the great idea for your life. God came up with it before you were born. You know that, right? So God came up with a divine assignment before the world began for you. And the main point of this series is what I keep driving home, that you're not a mistake, is a major point because of two things. Number one, if you came up with your own life's purpose, if you came up with your own desire, right? Or the purpose for your life, if you came up with it, then it would be too small for God. Let's be clear about that. If you come up with it, it's going to be too small for God, to be clear. And if God comes up with it, which he did, it will be too big for you. Let me repeat that. Your purpose, I've told you before that your destiny cannot be decided because God decided before the world began. So if you came up with it, it would be too small for God because you don't dream on God's level. And then since God came up with it, it will always be too big for you. This then puts you in a position to where you're like, okay, how am I going to become the man or the woman that God called me to be? Well, you have to want what God wants for your life. And even when it's too big, even when it's way bigger than anything you imagine, you got to want it because God is not going to force you to do anything. So you are a free moral agent. God will never force you to do anything. Now, God loves you with an unconditional love, but he loves you so much that he is going to go out of his way to win you over. It's like God is wooing you into your purpose. God is wooing you into his desire for your life. God gives you glimpses of your purpose. God shows you in your heart, in your prayer closet, God shows you glimpses of you doing something you've never done before, and you know it's what God called you to do, and you get up and you're like, oh my God, and I have this desire to want to do it. You know why? Because God is wooing you into your purpose. God is calling. It's like I've told you before, my calling is calling me. And so your calling is calling you. Why? Because God wants you to do it. God wants you to want what he wants for your life. God is not going to force you. If God forced you to do something, okay, for those of you that have kids, you know how it is. If you force your kids to do something, then it's not an act of their free will. Now, they still going to do it. They're going, you're going to clean that room. You know, whatever. But now you're standing over them, watching them, right? So now they're doing it, but it's not an act of their free will. And so God doesn't want to do that with us. God's not going to stand over you and be like, no, you will do it. You are going to fill out that resume right now. No, God, that's not how God works. Because if God did that, then it wouldn't be an act of your free will. It wouldn't be an act of worship. It wouldn't be an act of surrender. It wouldn't be an act of submission. So God wants you to want it. God set up a system where his desire is for you to desire what he desires for your life. And so he works with you by his spirit for you to build up a desire to accomplish his plans and purposes. He wants you to want what he wants for your life. And he wants it to be an act of your free will. It's not real worship if it's not an act of your free will. It's not real submission if it's not an act of your free will. So one of the reasons why God does this is because he doesn't want you to be saved and miserable. Right? If you're doing something that you don't want to do, you know, you could do it. You could still do it, but you do it, you know, your face looks like you've been sucking on lemons. You could do it, but you could be miserable in the process. And God doesn't want you to be miserable. Not only does God want you to do what he called you to do, but he wants you to want it. He wants you to enjoy the process. Yes, God wants you to make it to heaven, but God wants you to enjoy the ride. You ever met somebody that was saved and just miserably saved? I'm talking about somebody that goes to church every time the doors are open, but they're nasty. Like, I mean, just have a bad attitude. This is not how God wants you to live. My God, God wants you to want it. God wants you to get up every morning and say, my calling is calling me. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has to motivate me. There's something on the inside of me that's calling me and pulling me into my future. Glory to God. I want to do this thing. I have a spring in my step and a song in my heart and a smile on my face. And you want to do it, right? This reminds me of something that happened to me back in 1999. So I'm just going to use this as an example for today, laying the foundation for really what I want to deal with today and tomorrow. So in 99, Isabella and I were in Bosnia, and I was the pastor. I became the pastor of the gospel service on Tuzla, Maine. And so I got a taste of preaching every Sunday. I got a taste of, you know, teaching Bible study every week. And we had men's ministry, women's ministry. We had the choir. We had worship. We had a full-blown service. We had things that we were doing with the other services. And we did things that were Bosnia-wide. And we brought all the choirs together. And oh, it was amazing. Had a great time. And so we got back from Bosnia to Fort Hood. And I had got a taste of pastoring, and I know that I am called a pastor. And so I got back from that, and I was like, man, I told Isabella, I don't think I want to do this anymore, this army stuff. I was coming up on the 10-year mark of the army, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And she was like, for real? She was like, you better pray. She was like, make sure you hear from God, you know? And so I was like, I just want a pastor. Like, I mean, I don't want to do this. I don't have any desire to do this anymore. And so so at the time, my battalion commander was a guy named Lieutenant Colonel Bob Farrell, who's still my friend, who retired as a 3-star. And so I went to him, and I was his pastor in Bosnia. So he was my battalion commander, but he came to our service. And so I went, I told him, I was like, man, I had this thing. I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And I just got promoted to CW2. So I had like an obligation for a couple of more years. And I was like, Chief, if you want to get out, I don't want you to get out. But if you want to get out, I mean, I can help you get out. Don't worry about the obligation. If you want to get out, you can get out. So I went back and told my wife, oh man, you know, the battalion commander said I can get out, you know? And she was like, well, you still need to pray. You know, and so I was like, all right, well, I'm praying about this. And then I went and talked to then Major John Morrison, who was my boss, who had known me for my whole career at that point. And so this guy's a 3-star now, but I went to him and he was Major Morrison. And we had this conversation. I was like, I think I want to get out. And what's funny is, you know, I like to tell him that he was being selfish, but I do believe that God was using him. He was like, no, Rick, you can do both, man. Yeah, we've never stopped you from doing ministry. But he was moving to the S3 from the G6 on the division staff. He was moving to the battalion S3. And he was like, Rick, you could do both. Yeah, of course, you're coming with me, but you could do both. We've never stopped you from doing ministry. We support you, you know, which is true. I was preaching in the battalion, you know, they were using me like the chaplain. It was like, we're never going to stop you from doing what you know, you do. But I need you to come to the S3 and I need you to. And I'm like, man, this. Oh, come on, man. I just didn't I had no desire to do it. And so I had to learn new equipment, and I didn't want to do it. So I'm like, all right, forget it. Lord, what do you want me to do? And so I go back to God, and Isabella's like, you better pray. And so I'm praying, and the Lord is like, no, I want you to stay in. And the Lord made it clear to me that I was going to retire from the military. So now here's the issue. Now, if I'm going to retire from the military, so now I got 10 more years to go. And I'm like, oh, heck no, God. I don't want to do this for 10 more years and be miserable. Like, I mean, come on now. If you want me to do this, you're going to have to put a desire in my heart to do this, because I really don't want to do this. And so I prayed about it. I told the Lord, you know, straight up, I was like, if you want me to do this for 10 more years, you're going to have to make me want it, because I don't want it right now. I have zero desire. Like, there was no motivation for me to do it, because I was just so focused on ministry. So I prayed about it. The Lord dealt with me. And guess what happened? He gave me the desire. Not only did he give me the desire, but I wound up serving for 15 more years, and I wound up loving every minute of it, right? And so God gave me the desire, because he gives us the desire. He gives us the desires of our heart. He tells us, hey, this is what I want you to do. And he works with us to put his desire in our heart so that we could desire what he desires for us, so that we can enjoy it, so that we could want it, so that we could love it. And I loved every moment of it. And I wound up serving for 25 years, and it was amazing. And now I took the uniform off, and I had no regrets, because I did everything that God called me to do, and I was able to move on to the next thing. I'm saying that we serve a God who puts his desire in our heart. Ecclesiastes 3:11 from the Amplified. Let me read this for you, but I'm going to deal with it more tomorrow. The Bible says God has made everything beautiful in his time, right? He has taken eternity and planted eternity in men's hearts, in men's minds, and it becomes an internally implanted sense of purpose working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. Let me say that again. What happens is that God takes something from his desire, and he puts it in your heart and in your mind, and it becomes this internally implanted sense of purpose, so that now you're living your life with a sense of purpose, and you will never be satisfied until you become what God revealed. You will never be satisfied. You go into your prayer closet and God shows you glimpses of things, and you come out, and you will never be satisfied until you become what you saw. Glory to God. So now you're living your life with this internal motivation and passion and desire. Nobody ever has to motivate Rick Pena. I know who I am. I know what I'm called to do. I have a passion. I have a desire for it. Yeah, even in the technology field, when I retired, I was like, I don't want to do that no more. I just want to do this. And God said, no, I want you to go to WWT. I was like, I don't even want to. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. And so the Lord was like, no. And God was like, once again, if you want me to do that, you got to give me the desire. And so God will give you the desire for it so that you can live your life with passion and zeal and energy. And so that you could get up every morning wanting to do what God has called you to do so that you can find and follow and finish your purpose. Listen, I said I was going to do two things. So let me just introduce you to the second point, and we're going to deal with this more tomorrow. Number two. Not only does God give you the desire to want to do what he called you to do, that's number one. Number two, God gives you the power to do it. And this is all in Philippians 2 and 13. I'm going to deal with this more tomorrow, but let me just share a couple of quick things about the power. I told you yesterday that God's instruction is equal to his injection. I say that all the time. That means that whatever God has called you to do, he is instructing you to do, he's already injected you with it. If God is telling you to do something, it's because you have the grace to get it done. God would never call you to do something that he has not prepared you for. Whatever God calls you to do, he has equipped you to do. And whatever God equips you to do, he expects you to do. Why? Because his grace is on you to get it done. And then God will work in you and with you and through you to manifest his glory to get it done. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 10, I'll close with this. The Bible says, Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace was bestowed upon me. And it was not in vain. God's grace towards me is not going to be in vain. I labored harder than everyone else, but then again, it wasn't me. It was the grace of God with me and through me and for me for his glory. And so, yes, God will work in you and God will work through you. God will give you the desire and God will give you the power. And I'm going to deal with this some more tomorrow. Let's close this message out with a declaration of faith. I want you to lift up your voice and say this. I like to teach by precept and example, because just giving you scripture, I have to give you examples either from scripture or from real life so that you can get it. Like, you know, it's like, boom, I understand it now. So speak this over your life. Say, Father, this is a season of leveling up for me. I level up by aligning my life with your plans. All I want is what you want for me. I don't want anything more. I don't want anything less. You put your desire in my heart, and I then desire what you desire for me. Thank you, Father, for giving me the desires of my heart and for then working through me to bring those things to pass. Living this way, I know greater is coming for me. I declare this by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. This is today's word, so please apply it and prosper. If you're not getting these messages, go to todaysword.org. Click on the big red subscribe button on the top right corner. You're going to get my notes in your email inbox every day for free. So why not sign up? Put your email there. You're going to get my notes every day. To God be the glory. Listen, do me a favor. Two things. Go into the chat. Leave me some comments if this message has been a blessing to you. Number two, share this message right now on your social media, on your timeline, and with your friends. I love you. God loves you more. I'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless you.